You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Hello, Kristen.
Hello. Hello.
I'm here. You're here. I'm just turning some stuff up, turning some stuff down, but it sounds good on my end. Got a nice little bed happening. Kristen, how's it going with you? Where are you and what are you doing?
All right. Well, you know, totally different from last week. Sitting here enjoying Cocktail Corner.
Mm-hmm.
In my little corner of the world. I'm actually outside enjoying the nice weather we're having right now.
In sunny Devonport.
It does look nice. It's a nice day out.
It's funny how summer has suddenly come back. It was like, oh, it's getting cold. But then, no, just kidding. I'm back. It's hot again.
I know. Like, we were just like it was fooling us, right?
Now, I didn't get a chance to make it down to Munchie Mart, so we're running a cocktail this evening with ingredients that we have from the BFM prize cupboard and various fridges in the BFM office. So we have, as always, we've got some Victor Gin, the lime version of the Victor Gin, thanks to Thompson Whiskey. We've got some lime juice that Hancock's left here a long time ago, aka Glengarry. And over summer, for the summer sort of super prize pack, we got a bunch of chi. So I thought we could run with this strange chi flavor called Yang.
There's some bits in the bottom of that.
Yeah, this has got guarana, ginseng, and ginkgo biloba.
Oh, good. Is that the biloba?
I hope so. Yep. It's like, look at that.
It's quite bitsy, yeah.
It sounds delicious. And I'm not going to say healthy, but interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Eclectic.
I sort of think there's a ciggy bit. I'm not going to say that, though.
Sunday morning.
I didn't say that.
In a bottle.
Kristen, are you going to make some sort of cocktail at your end?
Yeah, so I have my Victor Gin.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a free sample of this tonic. It's called 12 Below Pear and Cardamom.
Sounds nice.
It's an interesting combination.
Yeah, it's a yummy mixer. And I put some lime juice in it and then filled it with a glass. And it tastes really good. Oh, and I squeezed the lime in it because I told last week that limes are very well-priced right now.
Yeah, they are. They're super cheap, aren't they? Yeah.
And delicious. So it gave it a little twist to my drink, because I didn't get to go down to Shadows, sadly, today.
So what is it? So actually, when you say a twist to your drink, like what actually is that? What do you think? Because I go something with a twist, and it's like,
So it's the for me today, the twist is the lime twist.
But is it like
right?
twist?
So it's
twisting
whatever your garnish is.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So it's you twisting the garnish to bring out the flavor or something.
Absolutely, and mine is lime, because I didn't have any, well, I guess I did have some pear and cardamom, but I chose lime, because that always, as we found out, it always adds a little bit extra yum to the drink. It always gives it a little bit of an edge.
Yeah,
it's gives it a little, brings
freshness,
out a
freshness.
Better flavor.
Yeah.
And it goes from okay to wow, I think.
So on our end, Kristen, just to keep you up to speed with what we're doing here in studio, I put a shot of the Victor Gin with lime into a tumbler full of ice, and now I'm topping it off with the chi yang. And do you think I go with a dash of lime or a dash of bitters?
I don't know. I would say lime, but I'm also intrigued about what this bitters is going to do.
Summertime,
because the chi might already be a little bit bitter.
It's a black walnut bitters. It smells delicious.
Black walnut.
Does it? Can you put one drink with the bitters and one drink with the lime and do a taste test?
It smells like a table.
Okay, let's go with the lime. Let's go with the dash of lime. Okay, here we go. Dash there. Oh, there we go. Dash there. And a dash there. All right, let's pass these around and we'll do a little taste test here, guys.
I'm here now.
I love a taste test.
You're here now?
Yeah, I think
if
you're going to use the
bitters, there you go.
If you're going to use the bitters, I've got a lemon.
Does this have the table? This has got the table stuff in it. And
no, this is got lime.
Oh, shit, that's quite good.
What's the tea
sweet.
Is good in it?
Oh, that's good.
Wow,
it's delicious.
That is good.
That is good.
Chi and Victor Gin. Who knew?
Yeah. Almost tastes, you definitely, there's lots of citrus notes going on there.
What about those little floaters from the Chi Yang?
No, the Bao Bao.
I can ride all day on that. No problem at all.
That's your garnish. Everything's better with a garnish, Johnny.
Ooh, it's quite good.
Can I just say, I feel like I'm delivering, you know, as far as this cocktail goes.
I'm quite impressed, you know.
You have to up your game over the last couple years, though, and you really have done it. I think you've nailed it every week.
Especially when you're wearing those white gloves. It's amazing.
And a bow tie? Is there a bow tie involved?
Certainly.
There is a bow tie.
Three-piece suit.
Yeah.
Little tails.
It's great, hey? It's really delicious. It's quite orange. It tastes quite orangey. Maybe, but that's the Chi Yang.
It doesn't even say what flavor it is. It just says Chi Yang.
I think that is the flavor.
With guarana, ginseng, and ginkgo biloba.
Yeah, that has a... Does it have an earthy flavor? Or you're saying it's an orange flavor?
There is a bit of an earthy flavor.
That's very herby. Very, you know, if it didn't have the gin, it would be, you know, a little bit healthier than soda.
Yeah, okay, that's good to know. I'm always looking for a healthy alternative to soda.
It's got blackcurrant in it.
Ah,
so
that's
maybe
what it is. Yeah, that's the flavor. Yeah, okay.
There we go.
So it might also have some energy in it as well, right? So you
What's
might feel
garana?
A little bit peppy for the rest of the show.
I'm all about peppy.
Yeah. Keep hard.
All right, hey, Kristen, thank you very much for Cocktail Corner this evening. Kind of
great to talk to all of you.
Guiding us through this mystical cocktail experience.
That's fantastic. What a great result. Even though
it's not really me, but thank you. It's you, Johnny. It's all you. I'm just here to mimic and say it back. It's you.
It's all you.
It's all we need. Yeah, it's great.
Hey, Kristen.
But you're too humble to say it.
Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you.
We'll check in with you next week. Hopefully, we see you in real life. At some point.
Someday. I hope you recognize me.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you later.
Cheers.
Ciao, ciao.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.